Okay, today's daf is Chulin, daf Kuf Chaf, and we are on Kuf Yud Tes Amud Beis in Perek Ka'or V'Harotev, and we had yesterday the sugyas of Shomer and Yad the past couple of days, and we are almost up to the next law part of the Mishnah, as the Gemara will discuss, but we are towards the bottom of Kuf Yud Tes Amud Beis, discussing the machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. What if somebody has a very thin Yad? Could that be a yad if I pick it up and the yad will break off? So would that work or not? So the pashas is that's the machlokas between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, whether a hair is enough to be a yad. So we had a machlokas, a related. Reish Lakish seemed to say that it's only an etzem, a bone could be a yad, but not a nima. Rabbi Yochanan says even a nima, and Rabbi Yochanan asked Reish Lakish that it seems to be, the Mishnah from later on, seems to be, raya. It says, sa'ara shiknegda tameis. Isn't that mishum yad? Reish Lakish said, no, that's a shomer. That's a shomer. Ah, is there a shomer on flesh? Isn't the hair on the outside of the skin, and then the skin is covering the flesh? So the Gemara says, chelchule bechalchel. No, the hair goes through. The hair goes through, so it's not a two-step away. It's not, as we had yesterday, a shomer al gabi shomer. So the Gemara says, if it goes through, so how can you write tefillin? Right? Don't you need whole cloth? If you have a hole in the cloth, so then it's not going to be, mitzad hilchas tefillin is going to be a problem. So the Gemara answers, no, for tefillin is good enough. For Hilchas Shomer, the hair is, it could be viewed as it goes all the way through. But because it's such microscopic holes, so therefore, we don't have to worry about that for Hilchas Ksivas Tfilin, Kol Nekev Shahadio Over Alav Eino Nekev, says the Gemara, and therefore, we won't have to, worry about that. Or, the Gemara answered, maybe it's Mishum Yad, unlike Reish Lakish first said, that maybe it's Mishum Shomer, maybe it's Mishum Yad. If it's Mishum Yad, I thought Reish Lakish says one hair is not good enough. Yeah, but if you pull up a bunch of hairs at once, so that itself, if they all function together, that would be good enough to be a Yad. Like Rabbi Law says, by Milai Shebein Amalayim, like he says in another context, by a number of hairs in bristles in a whole bunch, say here too. So now we're up to, right, Kedam Rabbi Law, by Milai Shebein Amalayim, Hakanami Benima Shemina Nimin. So let's go to that, six lines up from the bottom. So where did Rabbi Law say that? Where did Rabbi Law say that original statement, which now Reish Lakish is going to use to interpret the Mishnah later on in Maseches Chulin that we'll have in 4 days on Kuf? That's the Mishnah that we're discussing on Kuf Chaf Dalet Amud Aleph on the bottom. So where did Rabbi Law say that? Aha, on the following, relating to the Mishnah, following Mishnah in Oksan. Malaya Shabishi Balim. So again, you have the hairs at the tips of the grains on top. Similar type of case. Mitamin, umitamin, veinim etzarfim. They are mitame, meaning they combine and they are part of the yad in terms of the item, the grain becoming tame. Umitamin, and they are mitame, they transmit the tumah, veinon mitzarfim, but they're not mitzarif. As we saw before, the shomer might be mitzarif, but the yad not. Malai, lamaychazi, but the Gemara says, malai, what are these roi for? How could you, right, do anything with these? They're just, little hairs that would come off. Rashi, hanifsak me'elov kishokzimbo, right, they're gonna rip off the moment that you pick up the item by them. So I'm Rabbi Law, bin malai, shebein amalayim. It means you hold a whole group, not just one of them, and therefore, it could be halakhli, it could be considered a yad. Even though each one of them, it would not be called a yad, but each one of them is meant to function together. And therefore, altogether, they could be a yad. Altogether, they could be a yad. Lishnachri, so that's one version of the conversation between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, right? Rabbi Yochanan asked a question, Reish Lakish gave an answer, Rabbi Yochanan defended, v'chulu. So now we're gonna have two other ways that this conversation took place, all very similar, but a little different. So Lishnachri, a different version of the conversation. Amri La, after Rabbi Yochanan asked Reish Lakish the kasha, again, from the Mishnah there on Daf Kuf Chav Dalet, that if you pick up a piece of meat with the Sara Shekinegda, it's going to be Tameh. Doesn't that prove Yad? Doesn't that prove that I'm right? So the first answer Reish Lakish says, well, no, it's about Shomer. It's about Shomer. And therefore, the hair goes all the way through. And so continuing that answer that Reish Lakish gave, this version of the Gemara. Amri lo hakanai mistavra. Maybe Rish Lakish said to Rabbi Yochanan, and it's logical that that Mishnah is talking about Shomer. To Mishim Shomer. And it's the hair goes all the way through. To Yisal Kadaitach Mishim Yad. Because if it's about Yad, Nima Achas Lamai Chazi. Because if it's Mishim Yad, then what would one hair be good enough to pick the meat up with one hair? And that's what Rabbi Yochanan answers. Rish Lakish, Kidami Lab, Melai Shebein Hamalayim. Just like Rabbi Law says elsewhere. Hakanami, Benima Shebeinanim. That's how Rabbi Yochanan would answer Reish Lakish. The Hechayed about the Rabbi Loi, and where is Rabbi Loi? Ahad the son, the Mishnah Nuxin, Hamaleshe Mishabishibala, Mitamin, Umitamin, Veinim, and Starfin, Malayla, my Chazi, Amrabi Loi, Bimalai, Shabain, Hamaleim. So a little different, who said what in the conversation. That is version two. Ve'ika the Masti Loi, Amasnisan, and some have it as a third, or a different, not really a third, a different, conversation. Between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Meaning, the first, this is really a second. First we mentioned Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, that machlokas was talking about the Mishnah that we quoted from Ahalos. Right, that's what it was, the last couple of skinny lines. The Mishnah in Ahalos, Shnei Atzamos Valein, right, two pieces of bone, two half kezesim of meat, and you put the other sides in the ohel. So Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish were describing that Mishnah. So now the Gemara says, no, maybe the machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish was about our Mishnah. Vika the Masi La Masdisan. Ha'or v'harot evakipa v'atzamos, right? I have all of these items that the Mishnah said earlier, back on Tov Kuf Yud Zayin Amabez. You have all these items, including bones. It's our mitzarf for Tomas Ochlin and not for Tomas Nevelos. As we said, so mitzarf in the time of Tomas Ochlin, Amar Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says, when is it true that the bones mentioned in our Mishnah are mitzarif lo shanu ela etzem dahave shomer? That's only by a bone, which is a shomer, which is the shomer for the moach that's inside. Aval nima lo avi shomer. But a nima wouldn't be a shomer. That's why a nima is not on the list in our Mishnah. Nima is not there. Rabbi Yochanan amar afilu nima nami avi shomer. Rabbi Yochanan would say, no, even nima is a shomer, even one little string. And to that, Reish Lakish says, amar Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan, umi ika shomer agabi shomer. Is there a shomer agabi shomer? Man, beforehand it was Rabbi Yochanan to Reish Lakish. Now it's Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. Is there a shomer agabi shomer? The hair is on top of the hide, which is on top of the flesh. Chilchule mechalchel. No, it goes all the way through. It pierces through the flesh, and therefore, it's not a shomer agabi shomer. Maskav larvacha. So elameata tefillin echi kasvinan. See if it goes all the way through. Again, now we have thing under Yochanan before we added on Reish Lakish. So how do you write tefillin? Ha biina ksiva tamavaleka. Right, you need ksiva on a complete cloth, perfect cloth. And you don't have it here. Ishtamitse hadamri b'marava kol nekef shadiyo over alav eno nekef. No, it's, you don't have a problem because they said in Eretz Yisrael, and we pass it this way, any nekef, any hole that the ink goes right over is not a nekef. There's something to say about that, but let's just finish this section. Ezer Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, and now Rabbi Yochanan asked Reish Lakish now, from the Mishnah later on, Arsha Shiyishalam Kazayas Basar Nogia Betziva Yosu Yemenu Basar Shakanegda Tamei Ma'ala Mishum Shomer. Isn't that Mishum Shomer? And therefore, it is Rabbi Yochanan asked that on Reish Lakish, so it's similar to my understanding. Lo Mishum Yad Nima Achaz Lamai Chazi Kedav Rabbi Lo B'Malai Shemena Malayim. Like Rabbi Lo says elsewhere, Hachanami B'Nima Shemena Nimin Ve'Echad Med Rabbi Lo. Where did he say it? Ahad Etznan Hamalai Shem B'Shibalim Mitamin Umitamin Ve'Mit Sarfin on the Mishnah in Uksin. B'malai lamai chazi, amarei bilah, b'malai shebein hamaleim. So we have the same conversation a couple of times in different permutations. Is it on the Mishnah in Ahalos, or is it on our Mishnah? And within that conversation, who's asking on who from the Mishnah later on in Daf Kuf Chav Dalet? The Yesodos that come out of the Gemara are all the same. The Yesodos are, if there's a tiny hole in the tefillin, it's okay, you can write over it. Hair could go through, so it won't be called a shomer agabi shomer. It could be called just one shomer. And if there is an item that in itself independently would not be enough to be a yad, but with the placement where it is, it functions as together as a yad for this item, so then it could be a yad, even though technically, independently, it wouldn't be called a yad. This halacha, of tefillin, of not needing the microscopic holes don't cause a problem. Kol nekev shadio over alav eino nekev. So the Rambam quotes that in Hilchos Tefillin in Perek Aleph Halacha Chaf. Perek Aleph Halacha Chaf. The Rambam quotes this halacha in Hilchos Tefillin Mezuzah v'Sefer Torah. Or shahaya nakuv lo yichtov al gabe hanekev. an R that has a hole in it. Don't write over the hole. The kol nekef shadio veris alav inu nekef. But if the dio, when you don't notice it as you're writing, not a problem. Umutur lichtov alav. Lefichach mutur lichtov al or ha'of shenis abed. Right, if the skin of an oaf that you had ibud, you did the tanning process, that is okay. Nekev oaf achar shenechtavu. What if the or got a hole after you wrote? So then, im nekev bitocha os kigon toch hey o toch mem v'chein shar osios kasher. If it's in the middle, if there's a letter that has a hole in the middle, like a hey, and the hole is in the middle of that hey, so it doesn't touch the letter, then it's okay. Nekev biyarech shalos ad shenifsika, but if there's a hole on the actual form of the letter, so im nishtai mimena mala os katana kasher, v'hu shalotid mela os acheres, v'im lo nishtai mimena mala os katana psula. As long as it left, let's say there's a hole, and the whole bottom of it is totally not even small, the size of a yud, then it would be a problem. Okay, he talks about the details of this. It is interesting, the Rambam, a few times, where he talks about a mitzvah, he first spends a lot of time on the chefsa shel mitzvah, before he talks about the maisa ha-mitzvah. For example, what I just read was the Rambam and Hilchos Tefillin. The Rambam and Hilchos Tefillin, mezuzah, and sefer Torah. Again, it seems to be a pattern in the Rambam. Again, that's why if there's a contrast, then that would be significant. The Rambam in Hilchos Sefer Torah talks all about writing a Sefer Torah. Okay, fine, because that's the mitzvah, to write the Sefer Torah. But then getting into Hilchos Tefillin, starting with Perek Beis. Perek Beis and Gimel mention nothing about putting on Tefillin. Beis and Gimel are entirely writing the Tefillin. And then Perek Dalet, Heichen Menichen at Tefillin. So again, it might just be, not to get so excited, yeah, you have to know what tefillin are before you wear tefillin. So on a practical level, talk about, how to write tefillin. Or is it something deeper? He's giving significance to the chefsa shel mitzvah, separate from the actual wearing. There's kedusha, obviously there's kedusha, but there's conceptual significance to ksivas hatefillin. Ketzad kosvin es hatefillin. The Rambam starts off. Ketzad kosvin. And then he goes through shel rosh kosvin arba parshios al arba klafim v'chulu v'tzorach lizor b'parshios. And then the Rambam quotes shmona halachos yesh b'maisa tefillin. There are 8 halachos Moshe b'Sinai's in writing tefillin. And if you change any one of them, it's pasul. Shimur bos, right? The Mishnah in Megillah. They can't be round. They have to be square. V'chit tefiras and beribua. We had all of these halachos in Menachos. The threading has to be square. And it has to be black. And it has to be Tzura V'Shin, all of these. But that's all Perek Gimel, and Perek Beis and Perek Gimel. And then, Perek Dalet, Heichad Menichen HaTfilin. Where do you put the Tfilin on? Shel Rosh Menichen HaTzol HaKat Kod, and he gets into it. Fine. That is Tfilin. But if it was just one, okay, maybe just one. But now if you look in Hilchot Tzitzis, it's fascinating. What would I think the first halacha of Hilchot Tzitzis would be? The Rambam should say, it's a mitzvah to wear Tzitzis. The Rambam doesn't mention anything until the end of Hilchot Tzitzis. The Rambam says, beginning of Hilchos Tzitzis. And what's the mitzvah? What's the koteret? La'asos tzitzis al kanfei aksus. That's the language of the koteret. Okay, the pasuk says it. Va'asu lahem tzitzis. So I have to blame the pasuk, so to speak. But the Rambam copies it. The Rambam is a sefer halacha. And a sefer lamdis, obviously. Right? So, anaf sha'osin al kanaf ha-beged mimin ha-beged hu anikrit tzitzis v'bnei shu domer l'tzitzis ha-rosh sh'nemar v'yikacheni b'tzitzis roshi, it's similar to hairs. V'zeh ha-anaf hu anikrit lavan v'chulu v'lochin chutzemer sh'nispakein rakia v'karchanos ho'al anaf v'chutzeh hu anikrit tcheles. Nimsu b'mitzvah zu sh'tei tzivios sh'yas al kanaf anaf ha-yosim b'mena v'chulu, and it continues. Tcheles dam ha-akid lavan lavan ha-akid tcheles. All the different, if a guy makes tefillin, if you are tasav alomina asui, all the halachas of tefillin. In Perek Aleph of Tzitzis, Perek Beis, tcheles amur b'torah b'chol mako v'chulu, he goes through. Perek Gimel, ksus shechayev alam lasos b'tzitzim in a Torah. What's ksus yom, ksus laila, talis of sharminim, all about the chefza of Tzitzis. Are you allowed? And then he gets into, finally, towards the end of Perek Gimel, after talking about all the begadim, the last 5 halachas of Hilchos Tzitzis. Okay, he's got to talk about it somewhere. So finally, Perek Gimel Halacha Ches, the Rambam starts talking about who is chayiv in Tzitzis. But he gets even through it, through talking about the Chefsa. He's talking about the chefsa, and he says a night beged, a day beged, and he talks about what if it has shatnez and you're wearing it at night, so you're not really doing the mitzvah. And then through that halacha, he says a suma is chayv in tzitzis. Now he gets into the talking about the wearing. Mutal adam lo bosh tzitzis balayla, bein b'chol, bein b'shabbos. Umeim asay mevarech ala tzitzis b'shachar. You would think that maybe this should be at the beginning. When do you put on tzitzis? When do you make the bracha? No, it's all the way at the end. And it makes the bracha of l'sateh batzitzis, the kol mitzvah shebatzitzis ba'bayom, of arachal of kodem shi'isateh, umutu likadis batzitzis l'beis hakiseh, l'beis hamerchatz, noshem avad buktanim, hei chiyav mitzvah tzitzis, second to third to last halacha. What's the chiyav? Kol adam shu chayav lasos mitzvah zu, im yizkaseh b'ksus haru'i l'tzitzis, yatov l'tzitzis, v'achar kach yizkaseh ba. Avi shirat b'chiyav l'kros talis, he should do it, lo'olim yizor b'mitzvah tzitzis. So it's fascinating. The entire three prakim, kemad, is all about the chefza of tzitzis. The last three halachas are about wearing tzitzis. He could have easily just put that at the beginning. No, no, the Rambam discusses the chefza. Again, it might be on a practical level. You have to know what it is before you wear it. But maybe there's something deeper here. There's some type of significance, not just the mitzvah, but conceptually in the creation of the chefza. And he gives it significance, both in Hilchos Tefillin and Hilchos Tzitzis. And just in case we didn't think that was it, in Hilchos Sukkah as well. Hilchos Sukkah. Right. He doesn't give significance to cutting off the shofar from the ram. He starts off right away, Hilchos Shofar, Mitzvah Seder Blow Shofar. He goes through all the halachas of Tekiah Shofar. All the halachas, Mitzvah Seder Blow Shofar, Tekiah Shofar, Rosh Hashanah, V'kol HaShofar Psulin, V'yal B'shul Esparish B'Torah, V'mikdash Hashoyi Token V'chulu, Shofar Shofar Levod Azari Token Bo. Well, how do you hold the shofar? And v'chulu, and it gets into it doesn't spend so much time. Most of those halachas are about blowing. But sukkah also, shira sukkah, perek dalid, perek he is all about the chefza shel sukkah. And finally, in perek vav, mitzvah to sit in the sukkah. So there's a parallel between all of these chefza shel mitzvos that the Rambam has. First discussing the item and then discussing the Maisa HaMitzvah related to it. That's related, the Rambam. That's why this halacha is quoted in our Gemara of called Nekach Shadio over a in Perak Aleph. Because the Rambam first discusses all the halachas of the creation of the Chefza, and only afterwards does he have the Mitzvah. There's one unique halacha in Hilchas Tefillin, just to mention, and then we will continue, and that's toward the end of Hilchas Tefillin. We mentioned this in the past, but it's a beautiful halacha in the end of Hilchas Tefillin. The Rambam says, in the end of Perek Dalid, right, because he has Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzah all in the same discussion, same area of halacha, says the Rambam, by the way, it's called Hilchas Tefillin u'Mezuzah v'Sefer Torah, but he talks about Sefer Torah first. Even though it's called Tefillin, Mezuzah, and Sefer Torah. And the language of the Rambam is, what are the two mitzvahs of Tefillin? Lihiyos Tefillin al Arosh and Lakashran al Yad. Doesn't say to put it on the head. It's to be on the head and to tie it on the arm. That's an interesting lashon, right? To be on the head. As if that's a reality. And Lakashran al Hayad, to tie it. And the Rambam says at the end of Hilchos Tefillin, Kedushas HaTefillin Kedusha Gedolahi, Shekol Zman SheHaTefillin Al Rosh HaShaladam. The Kedusha of Tefillin is great, and as long as it's on a person's head, V'Al Zroo and on his arm, Hu Anav V'Yarei V'Eino Nimshach B'Schok U'B'Sicha B'Teila V'Eino Maharher B'Machshavos Ros Ela Mefana Libo L'Divrei HaEmes V'HaTzedek. When you're wearing Tefillin, if you're a Tefillin wearer, the Rambam seems to say you're a different person. You're an anav. You're a yarei. You're not nimshach. Ain't a maharher. Amro alava rav talmid rabbeinu akadosh. Shekol yamav lo rosh. Halach talanamas below Torah, below tzitzis, below tefillin. Good. So that's the Rambam. Where did the Rambam get this from? Where did the Rambam get this halacha from? It's nowhere in Chazal that you're an anav and a yarei and a eino nimshach. So the Maris Chaya says maybe it's based on the Gemara in the beginning of the fifth parak in Brachas, where the Gemara tells a story. The Gemara says, what does it mean? Vegilu bir ada. Abaye havi yasav kami de Rabba. Abaye was sitting in front of Rabba. Chazi davika badak tuva. Rabba saw that he was in a jolly mood. Whatever that means for Abaye. Amar, vegilu bir ada ksiv. A little too much levity. Vegilu bir ada, David HaMelech said. Amar le, Abaye answered him, don't worry. Ana, tefillin manachna. I'm wearing tefillin, it's okay. That's the end of the story. How does that answer the question? No, badak tuva. Vegilu bir ada. I'm wearing tefillin. The Maariv Chai, it says on this Gemara, Brachas Dav Lamed, this is where the Rambam gets it from. The Rambam got it from here. When you're wearing tefillin, there's a spiritual protective shield. Protective shield. And again, one might ask, wearing tefillin? What do you mean? A lot of people wear tefillin and they're not spiritually protected? Maybe somebody might even do something wrong or have machshavos ros. So maybe that connects to the Vilna Gaon on the statement of Rabbi Elazar in Brachas, I think in Menachas too, right, where Rabbi Elazar says, based on the pasuk in Kisavo, V'ro kalami yarath kishem Hashem nikar alecha v'yarmi mecha, the nations are going to see you, eil tefillin shebarosh. Eil shebarosh. And the story, which we're not going to go into now, but just to be medayik in the words, doesn't say eil tefillin sha'al harosh. Elu tefillin shebirosh. If somebody actually wears tefillin properly and lets the message of tefillin, you know, seep in through the brain, so then that's where we have this Rambam, that a person is an anav and a yare and eno nimshach, the message of tefillin, right? With the messages of tefillin, seep in and be in the head and not just on the head. Again, a lot more about tefillin. The difference between Shalyad Shal Rosh, Lahaniach, and Al Mitzvahs, and the like the Rambam's formulation, but we'll have to leave it for now. Good, let's continue. By the two dots, Harotev. So, we are up to the next word in the Mishnah, Baruch Hashem. Second word. We spoke about Or for 2.5 lot, and that got us into Yad and Shomer. Now we're talking about the Rotev, the gravy, the sauce that is with the meat. So the Mishnah said also, that's mitztare for Tumas Ochlin. Right? That's the context that we're talking about. So my Rotev, what exactly Rotev are we talking about? Amar Rava, Shumna. It's the fat that rises to the top when you cook the meat. Amalei Abaya. Hu atzmo yitami Tumas Ochlin. Why does the Mishnah have to say then that the fat is mitztaref to the meat in order to combine for Tumas Ochlin? It itself is edible. So it itself is mitami Tumas Ochlin. So what do we need the shuman to be mitztaref to the meat? So Ella Chelev Dekarish. What it's talking about is congealed fat. Chelev Dekarish, it's liquid, lacha, Rashi says. Some type of liquid that goes out of the meat that congeals. So that's what we're talking about, which is not so edible. Right? And that's why it's mitztaref to the meat. So my Arya Karish, Kilo Karish Nami. Alright, so then you have to answer? Dafka, what does Rav have to say? Congealed, even if it's not congealed. Damari Shlakish, Tsir Shalgabe Yerek, Mitztaref Lakako Seves Yom Kippurim. We know in a totally different context, for the Isser of eating on Yom Kippur, the Tsir, the liquid that comes out of a vegetable, Rashi has two pshatim, Rashi says second pshat, maybe what you dip it into, we'll go with the first pshat. Right, Mashka that comes out of a vegetable, while it's still liquid, is Mitztaref for the Shear of Koseves on Yom Kippur. So just like it's Mitztaref for the Shear on Yom Kippur, Shouldn't it be mitztaref for the Tumas Ochlin every day of the year? Isn't that parallel? So the Gemara answers, no, they're not parallel. There are different requirements. Tumas Ochlin and the Isser or the mitzvah of Inui on Yom Kippur have different rules. Hasam, over there by Yom Kippur, Mishum Yisuvei Daitahu. It's all about feelings of Inui, feelings of being in a state of inui, so that's about yisuvi daite. Do I have yishuv adas on Yom Kippur? Becholdu mitzvah daite. So even if it's liquid, it's going to give me yishuv adas. I'm not going to be in a state of affliction. And therefore, on Yom Kippur, the liquid might fit be able to go with the vegetable. Hacha mishtem estarufehu. Here, by the meat, by Tumas Ochlin, we're talking about halachic combination. Ikarish mitzaref, ilokarish lo mitzaref. So the Gemara could have also been mechalic between meat and vegetables. But the Gemara wasn't. The Gemara was mechalik between the standards in each area of halacha. By Tumas Ochlin, it's a formal definition, right? Does this have enough of a shear, the chefza? So therefore, it has to be a solid, to be combined with the solid. But by Yom Kippur, it's all about, yishuv hadas. It all has to be, are you still in a state of affliction or not? And therefore, that makes all the difference in the world. Look at Rashi. Dinami lav ochla, Kivan de miyas vedaita mechayev to halos unexiv vizelo hisane. The Torah says, if one remembers, Rashi reminds us, it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah, do not eat on Yom Kippur. All it says is, you shall afflict yourself. Mitzvah saseh. There's no mitzvah lo saseh. Right? That's why the shear of Yom Kippur, of eating on Yom Kippur, is different than regular shearim. Usually shearim are maisachila, kizayis. Kizayis on Yom Kippur, Chazal assumed, is not enough to remove you from the state of affliction. That is why we have the concept of shiurin on Yom Kippur. Eating b'shiurin allows me to eat and yet stay in the state of affliction. And that's why Rashi says here it's different. Here, it would work to our detriment, because, right, even just the liquid on top is enough to take me out of the state of affliction, and that was why it would be mitztarif. Okay, again, a lot on Yom Kippur. Again, the fact that it's a mitzvah saseh, not a lo saseh, is crucial in understanding the lumdus of the mitzvah of inui on Yom Kippur. Right, the Sefer Chinuch and mitzvah Shin Yud Gimel discusses this mitzvah saseh, the mitzvah saseh of eating on Yom Kippur. Latsum biyom asir b'tishrei v'anukar yom kippurim shenemar be'asar lachodesh v'yisim anachosachem inui shehu ibud nefesh ve'izeu ze'achila v'shasiyah. And he talks about the shorash of the mitzvah. It's chas de Hashem. It's not only chas de Hashem that we have a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. It's chas de Hashem that we have a mitzvah to fast on Yom Kippur. To be like Malachim, to be able to be, bring kapara to ourselves, to Klal Yisrael, right? It's the possibility, right? It's not about feeling the fast day that's not about feeling uncomfortable in order to be able to do tshuva. Right, that's the other fast days. That's part of the mourning process. The other four fast days. Fasting on Yom Kippur is lihidamos lamalachim. It's different. That's why some poskim even say, even if it's not in the spirit of the law to take certain foods or medicines before a fast day to be able to fast better, right? Some types of whatever one might take on other fast days. Maybe again, technically the letter of the law is probably fine, but maybe the spirit of the law you're supposed to be a little uncomfortable. But on Yom Kippur it might be different. Because the point isn't to be uncomfortable so that we are misabel and mourning, but the point is to be like Malachim. So maybe that's it's a different type of fast day. And that's what the Sefer HaChinuch says here, Disabino Lis Anosbo. Lefisha Machov Amishta Vyeser Hanos Chusha Mishush Yoru Achomer. Involved in food, we're involved in Gashmias. Vivalu Tsuras Hanefesh Achachma Machape Sakhara Emes. Shuavodas Hakel, our neshama is searching for Hashem. Umoser Hatova Matogul Hobene Das. Vein Roy La Eved Biyom Bo Ladin Lefnei Adonav Lavo Benefesh Chashucha Umur Beves Mitoch Machol Umishte. Hashem is judging our neshama on Yom Kippur. It's not right for our neshama to be mixed in with gufani items, and therefore not appropriate to eat when we stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on that day. Okay. The Minchas Chinuch just mentioned one fascinating question. Minchas Chinuch always asks classic Minchas Chinuch class easy questions. The following question: V'niru ani esdeati pashut. It appears simple to me, so you know it's not going to be so simple once he starts off with V'niru ani esdeati pashut. Im echa nolad v'yom kippurim, a baby born on Yom Kippur, right? Not so uncommon, right? Fasting often causes women to go into labor. So if the baby is born on Yom Kippur, ulahabe shitas lo bina meis leis, and according to most shitas for bar mitzvah, you don't need actual 13 years of 24-hour periods. Meaning, even if somebody's born late in a day, his bar mitzvah, he's already considered a gadol 13 years later in the morning of that day, right? Even if he was born like right before shkia, right? We don't need meis leis. So let's say a baby is born on Yom Kippur. Says the Minchas Chinuch. So he's bar mitzvah right at the beginning of Yom Kippur. V'chayev l'zanas ben haTorah. S'chayev to fast daraisa. Mikom makom. What about Tosefes Yom Kippurim? Is he chayev in Tosefes? He's not bar mitzvah yet until Yom Kippur. But Tosefes starts before Yom Kippur. But it's an expansion of Yom Kippur itself. Minchas Chinuch comes up with the kasha. Is he chayev in Tosefes Yom Kippurim? Kihu o yom. Does this get to the lumdus of is Tosefes part and parcel of the calendaric day? It's as if Yom Kippur came early, or it's just me did neder Kabbalah? Maybe it's totally on that. But even if you want to say it's part of the calendaric day, it's only part of the day. It's the part of the calendaric day extended, but it's tomorrow. And the kid's not bar mitzvah till tomorrow. And right now, it's not tomorrow yet, physically. So, fascinating. Ki od hu od yom below nishlam hashloches veshanim shanim imkain eino chayev b'tosefes lefanav. So he thinks it's pashut. He's not chayev in the tosefes. That's what he assumes. He's not going to be chayev in the tosefes. And this is also quoted in the Chasam Sofer. Ach ani mesupak, but this I'm not sure about. Im naseh bar mitzvah b'tchilas leil motzo Yom Kippurim. He was born right after Yom Kippur. He was born right after Yom Kippur. So on Yom Kippur, he's not mechuyev to be mesane, because he's not a gadol yet. But right after Yom Kippur, at Tzeizak HaChaviv, he becomes a bar mitzvah, he's chayev in all mitzvahs. So what about chayev in Tosefes afterwards? Because now he is a bar mitzvah, but the Tosefes is only connected to the day before. Ki chayev ba Tosefes la'achar zeh gachavim titzarch lahosif. Mi neima kibun to chayev b'chol ha-mitzvah zim kein chayev b'tosefes hazeh. O dilma dator lo chibun Tosefes ela im hu chayev b'ikr. Avalim b'ikr lo haya chayev klal lo shayach b'tosefes titzarch lahosif b'chol ha-kodesh, and he doesn't have any kodesh. Kibun to b'kodesh asma lo haya chayev lo shayach Tosefes b'tzarechiyen. This is classic Minchas Chinuch. Quotes in the footnotes here that the Chasam Sofer assumes that he's definitely putter, and he quotes other Achronim that discuss it. This is a little bit about the mitzvah of Inui and the mitzvah of Tosefes and the mitzvah that gets into how do you look at Godless and how do you look at Tosefes and how do you look at the Inui of Yom Kippur, right? All the different related issues. Again, but that's the Minchas Chinuch. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara of Akipa. Next item in the Mishnah, the sediment. The sediment is mitzaref to the Ashir. My kippa, amarava, pirma, or amarava, pirma. Pirma is the type, the dregs at the bottom of the pot. Dregs of the meat at the bottom of the pot. Amalei abaya, huatz boyatami to masochlin. Same question as before. Those are edible. So what do you need it to be mitzaref to the meat for? It itself is edible. Elamarapapa, tavlin. The spices that are added in. So those spices are not edible by themselves. So the spices added in, so that is mitzaref. To Tumas Ochlin. It's not Hasam, it's not a Mishnah, but sometimes we have Tanan. Hikpa es hadam. So we're about to get into the next daf is all about liquefying and solidifying. If you have a solid and you liquefy it, or a liquid and you congeal it, as we were just talking about with the Chelev, does that change the halacha in terms of all the different items, as we will see many areas of halacha brought up? So, the Brisa says, Hikbes Adam Ba'achala, what if I congealed blood and I ate it? Blood is a liquid, right? It's one of the seven liquids, Yad Shachatam. I'm not allowed to drink blood. Am I allowed to eat blood? What if I congeal blood? So, does that change anything about the Isser? O Shehimcha Es HaChile V'gam'o, or I liquefied fats and I drank it, Chayev. Says the Brisa, your Chayev, doesn't matter that form has changed. Bishlam hikbas adam ba'achlo, fine, if I solidify dam and I ate it, kivan to akpe achshuve achshuve. I understand that because by solidifying it, actively you are being machshiv the item, right? Because you want to eat it, and therefore you're going to be chayiv. We had a couple of days ago, the principle of achshuve. Sometimes even if something inherently is not chashuv, if I do something to be machshiv it, so then that itself gives it significance. Right, the Rambam talks about that in Hilchos Chametz U'Matzah also. If I have a little bit of a chametz, but I'm machshiv it to use it as a seal for a crack in a pot, so that could give it chashivus. Right, and many other examples. So here, there's a svara d'araisa that I'm machshiv it. Elohim ches achela v'gamo, but if I liquefied fat, achiluxiv bev halav achiluhu. Right, but it's achila. This is not an achila. Right, this is a shtia. So, says the Gemara, Amar Eish Lakash, Amar Kro, Nefesh, the Rabbo says Ashose. Nefesh, it says here, by the Isra of Chelev, and that includes a drinker of Chelev. Rashi says here, Nefesh Mashma, Kol Dover HaMiyashiv Daito Shel Adam, Vafilu Shose. Anything that hits the spot, and this hits the spot, even if I would drink it, and therefore it is still Aser. So it's interesting, we're about to quote many different areas of Halacha. These are the greatest dafim, because you can speak about 10 different areas of halacha. But Tosfos and the Rishonim ask, isn't it a svara? We're going to have a pasuk quoted in every context. Don't we say in general, shti is kachila? So what do you need a pasuk for by all of these contexts? Ask Tosfos, l'rabos ha-shosa, v'yim tomar, lama likra, ha-shtiyah havi b'chal achila. So many places in halacha, drinking and eating are put together. Kedidashina perakimel deshvuis, midasiv yachaltu lefnei, v'gomer matzar tegarcha v'tiroshcha v'kari tirosh achila. It says, v'yachalta, and there, in the context, it talks about wine. So, of course, you know, drinking is part of eating. V'yesh lomar, says Tosfos, yisod. Drinking is called eating by things that are normally drunk. The Torah can still call it achila if it's a liquid that's normally drunk. What's the chiddush in these cases? When you liquefy something that is normally a solid. Yes, shtia is kachila in general by liquids. But to say shtia is kachila by something that's normally eaten and you liquefied it, so that is something different. That's not what we would say here, and that's why this is not the normal case, and that's why you need a separate makar. If you look in the Gun Ashas here says, on Tosfos, he says, look in Tosfos and Maseches Nida. Right? Tosfos and Maseches Nida says, not only Chayev, but that it's Nechshav Chelev. Extra line. Say that it's not Nechshav Chelev. That's the added point of these items. Not only that you would be Chayev Kares, but it would be Nechshav Chelev. Right? The Achronim talk about the difference in Lumdis. The Minchas Baruch talks about, different. So here in the Biurei Adaf, he talks about the Lumdis between the two different Tosfasim. Right, Tosfas here says, even if something is not normally, Tosfas Anida says, without the Limud, I would have thought that Chelev is not called Chelev. Right, Kamash Malan, Hanefesh Da'af Kishim Cheyu V'gamo Chayev, and Chelev is called Chelev. The difference in focus, Chefsa and the Maisa. Right, our Tosfos here just focuses on the Maisa. Right, we would have said it is Chelev, but you're doing an act that does not make you Chayev. Kamash Malan, it's still called a Maisa Achila Ushasiya. The Tosfos there says no. Of course you're doing a Maisa Shtiya or Achila. The question is, are you eating Chelev or not? Right, maybe if you change the item, it's not called Chelev. So difference in focus. On the Chefsa, that's what Tosfos and Nida focuses on, and our Tosfos focuses on the Maisa Achila and the Maisa Shtia. Different focuses. Okay, so that is all by Chelev. Next, first wide line. Tani Nami Achi Gabi Chametz Ki Agavna. Chametz Him Chel Vagamo. If I liquefied Chametz on Pesach, Im Chametz on Ishkaris, Im Matzahu. If it's Chametz, I'm Chayev Karis. Im Matzahi. If it's Matzah, I liquefied Matzah. In other words, by the Chavasa of Pesach, I'm not Yotzei Matzah. If I liquefied it, so Bishlam in matzah he ain Adam Yosi by dechavas bePesach lechem oni amarachman avalav lechem oni he who it's not lechem oni, and therefore I'm not going to be yotze. I'm not going to be yotze. Tosfos also says havi matzah lemimer nami achilak sibe. It's also not an achila, right? If I drink it, that gets into Tosfos's previous point. It's not something that's normally drank. Says Tosfos. Ela im chametz hu onish kares achilak zibe. But if it's chametz, you get iser kares, but you're not eating. Amarish lakash amakra nefesh l'rabo says ashosa. It says it also by chametz nefesh, and therefore it includes even if it's unusual. So we have it by chelev, we have it by chametz, and one more v'daninami gabi nevelas of tarkia gavna. We have it by the nevela of a kosher bird, which, as we know, we discussed already in this pesachta. It only is matame you as you eat it while it's in the Beis Habliya. Himcheyu ba'or tame. If I liquefy it in fire, it's still matame me. Bechamatar. But if I liquefy it in the sun, it's tar. We'll see why. Bavinam ba'achilak sibbe. But we said, what do you mean? Why should it be matame you? It says achila. Amreish lakash amakra nefesh l'arbos z'ashose. It includes. I'achi bechamanami. So even if you liquefy it in the sun, what's the difference between fire and sun? Bechama isruche misrach. No, it gets ruined and disgusting when it's in the sun, and therefore it's not. So we have three sources. We have three sources that liquefying a solid still creates, allows it to retain its status and allows you to be violate the Isser if it's or Tumah, depending on the context. So we have it by Chelev and by Chametz and by Nevelas Oftar. I forgot to mention before the Machlokas, this Machlokas, Rashi and other Rishonim, the Gemara said that if you cooked The Lashon by Dam was if I solidify Dam by cooking it. So we discussed earlier, cook Dam, is that Chayev Karis? That's a machloka as we've shown. And Tosfos says, no, it's not Chayev Karis. Tosfos says here in Tosfos Hikpa, it must be that you cooked Dam in the sun. Because if you cook Dam in fire, then it would be Bishol Dam Avushal, and therefore you would not be Chayev. Other Rishonim like Rashi and others say no. Rashi says, Al Gabi Ha'or. Right, Machlokas Rishonim, whether cooked dam is still going to have Isser Kares, and it'll have enough Gamina, how you read this line of the Gemara. Good. Vitzrichi says the Gemara, you need all three sources in all three contexts of Chelev and Chametz and Nevelas Oftar. Because of Rachmana Chelev, if you only had Chelev, maybe you wouldn't learn Chametz L'Asimina, you couldn't learn Chametz from it. Why? Shekin lo hais v'lashasa kosher. Because maybe Chelev is very stringent. It never had a time when it was mutter. Nevela lo asimine, Nevela wouldn't be able to learn from it. Shekinan is kares, because chametz chelev is nesar kares, and Nevela is not. That's why you couldn't just write chelev. Because of Rechmad HaChametz, if you only wrote chametz, also you couldn't learn the other two. Chelev lo asim minei, shekin lo huter mechlalo. Right? Chametz does not have any heter, while chelev does. Unevela lo asim minei, shekin anus kares. And chametz has kares, and nevela does not. Because of Rechmad HaNevela, if he only wrote nevela, which seems to be the most kal, nope. Hanach lo asim minei, shekin metama. Nevela is an inherent source of tumah. So maybe that makes it all more chomer. So yeah, that's what you had to write each of these. How about writing 2 out of 3? What do you need all 3 for? So hey Tesi, which one would you leave out? Lo asi, sorry, lo let the rechmanim nevela v'tesi mihanach. What if you leave out nevela? Could you learn nevela from the other two? Mala hanash kenanus karis. No, those two chametz and chelav have karis. Lo the rechmanim bechametz v'tesi mihanach. What about leaving out chametz? Mala hanach shekein lo haizel and shasa kosher. Right, chelev and nevela both never had a moment where it was mutter. Lo lift the rachmana bechelev alateze mihanach, leave out chelev, malahana shekein lo huter mechlalon. The other two don't have any heter, tomer bechelev shuter mechlalon. Chelev is mutter. Chelev has a heter. Where does chelev have a heter? Umayni you, ilay mechelev beim alagavoa. Is it that you're allowed to be maktir chelev on the mizbeach? Nevela nami ishtari. Nevela also is mutter on the mizbeach. Where? Melikas of lagavoa. Ah, Malika. We had a discussion of that much earlier in the Masechta. Is Malika the shechita of an oaf karban, or is it a nevela that you're allowed to eat? Right, that was the lumdus. Is it called a shechita, or is it not a shechita, but you're still allowed to eat it? It's a nevela. Here the Gemara says, beferish. Right, it's called a nevela. So, where's the heter of chelev? So, ela chelev chaya lehedyot. That's pashas what we would have said. Chelev chaya for a hedyot. Right, a chelev is only asur for behemoth. That's where you have a heter. Nevela nami ishtri malika the chadas of the kohanim. What do you mean? But nevela is also mutter. Says it again. Gemara answers the olam chelev chayel ahed. No. Only chelev is called a heter. Utakakasha lecha kohanim, kohanim ishokhan kavoa kazachu. Right, there's no parallel to the hedyot heter. It comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a different world. Different world of rules, and therefore don't bring me a raya from that. Period. So where do we stand right now? We have 3 sources for shtia ka'achila by items that are not normally liquid, and you liquefy them. By all 3, we have a makar, and we need a makar by all 3. So now the Gemara says, I'll find you some others. V'ha detanya, what about by shrutzim? By shrutzim, hatemeyim le'esar tziran v'rod from the kippah shalahen. We have a special pasuk to include the liquid of shrutzim. Tzir. So lamali, ligmar mehani. Why don't you learn shrutzim from these 3? We mentioned why you need these 3. Why not learn shrutzim? Why do you need a separate makar? So tzrichi, you also need shrutzim. Digal katzav rachmana, if the Torah wouldn't have said shrutzim, liquid shrutzim, hava amina, dialava, mina nidon, din lios kenidon, I would have said, fine, learn shrutzim, but it can't be more than the source din. Mahasam adika kezayis, avachanami adika kezayis. I would have said you need a kezayis, and we know by shrutzim it's even less than that. It's even smaller than a kezayis. So therefore, you wouldn't have known what you need to learn. Come on, that's why you have to say it by shrutzim too, because the shear is really kadasha, obviously the size of a lentil. So says the Gemara of Lichta Rachmana b'shrutzim v'leisu hanach v'ligmaro minayu. So the opposite. So just write shrutzim. Just like shrutzim, what do you need all the other ones for? We shouldn't dig. Lemifrach, no, shrutzim also has a chumra. Mala shrutzim, shekim tumasan b'mashuhu. Right? Shrutzim are tuma is b'mashuhu. And therefore it's more chamur. Right? Pashtus is, this doesn't mean mashuhu, it means kadasha. Right? The size of a lentil. It just writes a mashuhu. Right? The Tosa Rosh says, as in relative terms to a kezayis, it's called a mashuhu. Right, that's why it's called a mashu. It's not just lavdafka. So v'hadatanya, so now we have four. We have 4 sources where you have a special limud. So now says the Gemara the following. V'hadatanya, with the following brisa. Hatevel v'achadosh v'ahektish tevel. Chadosh, right after the shvuas, v'ahektish v'ashviyas v'akilayim kulon mashkana yosem and kamosan. The liquid that comes out of them, all of these are normally solid. Liquid that comes out of them have the same status as them. Minalon, how do you know all of these? You know all 4 that were mentioned before from the parish in the Torah. How do you know all of these? V'chitei manigra mihanach. And if you want to say, well, the Torah writes it 4 times. Nevela, chelev, chamei, tratzim. So learn all of these from all of the ones that were written. Malahanach shekein iser haba me'elav havei. The problem is that all of those are based on an action that one does. Malahanach shekein iser haba me'elav havei. All of these are iser that comes by itself. I mean, all the ones in the Torah that are written are iserim haba me'elav. So on this list, this new list, not all of them fit that category. Meaning, which one is the problem? We'll go with Rashi's shot. Tena hecha de iser b'me'elav. So most of them on the list are iser b'me'elav. Hecha de lav iser b'me'elav min olam. What about the ones that have an iser that you create? Which is that? Rashi says, hektish. That's the problem. All the other ones are automatic. Tevel is automatic. Chadash is automatic. Shemitah, that's automatic. Hektish is the problem. So how do you know by a hektish that it is that a liquefied hektish, you know, what exactly is the source? How do you know that's usher? If you look in the Tosfos HaRosh, the Tosfos HaRosh here says, this is the Ron, sorry. Tosfos HaRosh says, the Tosfos HaRosh, different than Rashi. He quotes, V'halesa, de tevel nami ein mischai b'maiser achi yirupnei abayis kshume murach. Tevel also requires an action. The kilayim nami lo ba me'ilav elai dezriyas iser. Kilayim. That also is requires a ma'aseh zriya. So says, the Tosfos HaRosh says, tevel, it's still automatic. Even before you do me'ruach, it's part of the natural process. I would agree. Fine, that's in that category. But I think the problem is from kilayim. V'tzorach lomar de mikilayim kashalei. V'yalvagav delok siv be'achila, svarahi delo asra Torah ela iser kishuhu ba'en. He thinks it's kilayim is the one that's the problem here. Okay, either way, Achlokas Rashi the Tosfos HaRosh, which one is being excluded? So the Gemara says, Gamrinan mi bikurim. Learn it from bikurim. Bikurim is not an isra b'me'elav, right? You have to mark it. You have to go and put the ribbon on the fruit. So you know it from bikurim that it's like liquid. Bikurim gufay minala. And how do you know from bikurim? So bikurim we know is only from the Shivas Aminim, but included in bikurim is wine and oil. Wine and oil. So the Tani, Rabbi Yossi, pri atamevi vi atamevi mashke. Right, you have to bring fruit for bikurim and don't bring liquid. Hevi anavim v'darche minayin. How do you know that you can bring grapes and crush them? Tamalomar tavi. So special makar. So bikurim also has a makar that liquid is good enough. So therefore, you learn the other item. Maybe it's hektish. Maybe it's kilayim. Right, from bikurim. Says the Gemara, igal mifra about the bikurim shekitun in kriya v'anacha. Bikurim has a chumrah. Bikurim, there's so many mitzvahs of Bikurim. Kriya, you have to have the Kriya, you have to put it down in front of the Mizbeach. So maybe Bikurim is different and unique, so you can't learn other items from Bikurim. Elagarami Truma. Okay, fine, learn it from Truma. Vitruma gufo minala, and how do you know from Truma? Diskish the Bikurim. Damar mar, utrumas yatcha, elu Bikurim. The Pasuk says Trumas yatcha to mean Bikurim, so you need Truma, is compared to Bikurim, it's even called Bikurim. Says the Gemara, mala Trumash kin chayavan alach misa v'chomesh. But Truma is also unique. So maybe you can't learn the item on the list that is left out. You can't learn it from Truma because Truma has a Chumra. Chai Misavei Shemayim, a Chomesh. Ela Gomer Mitravayu, Mitruma Ubikurim. Learn it from both. Ma'ala Truma Bikurim, Shekei Chayavan Alei Misa Bachomesh. They're both Chai Misa and Bachomesh. Ela, says the Gemara, Asya Mitruma Vachada Mihanech, or Bikurim Yachada Mihanech. Learn it from Truma or Bikurim, plus one of the other ones. Chelev, Chametz, Nevela, Shratzim, one of the other ones. Stop there for a moment. Again, there's each one of these, you know, Shas topics and Torah topics we could talk about. Maybe one note on Bikurim. There is a fascinating discussion in Tosfos. Tosfos and Baba Basra. Bikurim is a little different than other mitzvos hatluyos ba'aretz. Right? Mitzvos hatluyos ba'aretz are automatic. They're automatic. Something grows, it's tevel. In order for me to eat this, I have to be mafresh. Truma, I have to be mafresh, meiser, vechulu. Tosfos talks about this in the context of the Gemara and Baba Basra, Pei Aleph and Aleph. The Gemara has a pasuk to exclude bikurim from chutz laretz. Hahulimute chutz laretz. Ask Tosfos, why would I have a havamina to say that bikurim is a chutz laretz? None of the other mitzvahs of tzlius baretz are in chutz laretz. So Tosfos has two deis. Tosfos says, well, number one, bikurim is in the pasuk with basa b'chalav. So maybe I would have thought, just like basa b'chalav is aser even a chutz laretz, so the bikurim. Okay, no svara given for that. Tosfos just says it's iskis the basa b'chalav. It's in the same pasuk. But then Tosfos says ularashba nira. The Bali Tosfos named Rashba. Delo chashivi bikurim mitzvah tliya ba'aretz. Bikurim is not considered a mitzvah tliya ba'aretz. Delo dami l'truma v'maiser v'chala. The hasam guf haperos mechuyavim bitruma to tevel ninhu v'yasurim ba'achila. It's tevel to remove the status of tevel. You have to be mafresh this. V'lakach hashuben ein tluyin ba'aretz. They're tolui on the land. Aval bikurim Ein achiv tali beperus ela ba'adam. De'ein ne'asaren ba'achila avavishal hifish me'an bikurim. Right, bizman hazeh, we don't take off bikurim. We have to take off trumas and maaseres to remove the shame tavel. But bikurim is more connected to the gavra. And that's the havamina. It is me'artzecha, but that's the limud. I would have thought that it's even a chutz la'aretz. Right, we know other halachas applying chutz la'aretz. Arla, maybe kelayim on some level. So it says, Tosfos there, v'abasra, pe aleph. Bikurim is a little different. A little different than the others. And therefore, and he also adds, v'od, midelo chayev chumu meiser, ache yismareach bikri. Muchach shachiev tali beperis. Lefish lo igi adayin zman chiyuvan. By fruit, by chumas and meiseris, it's kind of in the opposite direction. You have to do something in order for, you have to be in ruach, you have to do something in the field in order to create the chiyuv. Bikurim, chovas haguf ninu ka'avodazara. The yalfina minai bikidushin. Right, you have to just go when it grows, you put a little thing on it. Okay, this is bikurim. That never works by chumas and meiseris, you have to process it. To process it. Vafil bodem be'ilon mischayiv, as it says in Bikurim. Either way, this is an important tosfos, the uniqueness of Bikurim as compared to all the other mitzvahs atulios baretz. Interesting, the Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi and the Rambam both put it last. Right, if you look in Zeroyim, right, brachas pe'adzimai, kilayim shviyas, shrumis maestris maestrasheni, chala, arla, Bikurim. So Bikurim is all the way at the end, and arla is right before it. That's interesting. Right, why is, again, the Rambam goes through each one. What the order is. But conceptually, Arla is separating. Right? I would have thought maybe put Bikurim right next to Truma. Truma's Maestas, Maestas Shani, Chala, Arla, what's Arla doing in the middle? Put Bikurim and Chala and Truma right next to each other. No, Bikurim is separated. And the Rambam also, the Rambam and Hilchas Matnasaniyim. Not Matnasaniyim. The Rambam after Hilchas Matnasaniyim, the Rambam in Hilchos in Sefer Zroyim. Same idea. In Sefer Zroyim, what does the Rambam have? The Rambam starts off with Kilayim. Okay, because Kilayim is a separate category. Kilayim, Matnes Aniyim, Trumas Meisers, Meiser Sheni, Benetar Avai, Bikurim. Also, Bikurim with Shar Matnes Kuhuna Shebikulin. So there he also talks about Zerol Lachaim and the Keva, which is also not Mitzvah Satulis, but Chala is also in Bikurim. Chala is also a little different. It's on the dough. And then he talks about Shemitah V'Yovel. Okay, but just placement gives us insight. V'had it's not a little bit more, but now, fine. So we have like six different sources that liquefied solids have the same status as the solid. V'had it's not, but we learned in the Mishnah in Trumas, Dvash Tamarim, V'yayin Tapuchim, V'chometz, Sitvaniyos, V'sharmine Perish al Truma, all of these items that, you know, the honey of dates and the liquid of tapuchim, the vinegar of sisvanios, grapes that never ripen, all of these, Rabbi Eliezer, Machayev, Karen, Vachomish. Rabbi Eliezer is Machayev, Karen, Vachomish. They're considered truma. All of these semi-inferior type of liquids. Rabbi Yeshua Poter, Rabbi Yeshua says Pater. So what's this machlokas about? Rabbi Yeshua says the only liquid that's chayev and truma, the raisa is wine and oil. That's it. None of these other ones. So b'maikam iflagi. What's this machlokas about? So, the machlokas is, how far do you take the limud? Do you learn it fully or only partially? Just like bikurim. Liquid that comes out of them has the status of bikurim. So to truma. Umina, and keep going. Ma bikurim. Afilu sharminim, avchumanam afilu sharminim. Just like bikurim, the liquid applies even to other minim, meaning not just the wine and the oil, so to truma. So that is Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. Rabbi Yeshua savar don mina. Rabbi Yeshua says no, you don't have to have the full limud. Rashi points out this is not the normal type of usage of domino mina, domino vokibasa, which is usually like zereshava. This is a little different usage, Rashi points out. So, but here, Rabbi Yeshua says, domina, ma bikur mashkana yosem mehen kamosan af chuma mashkana yosem mehen kamosan, right, compare, bavugi basra, and then don't go all the way. Ma mashkin, dikudshim bitruma, tirosh vietzar in, midi achrini lo, just like mashkin of kodesh, what can be consecrated as truma, right, only wine and oil, af mashkana yosem mehen kamosan, tirosh vietzar in, midi achrini lo. So don't go all the way. That's the machlokas between Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yeshua. But says the Gemara of Hadassan, Emi V'in Bikurim Mashka Ela Yosemin Ezezim Adavim Mani. Who is that Mishnah like? Rabbi Yoshua hi. Damar don mina vuki ba'asra v'gamar lulu bikurim b'truma. So that Mishnah must be going like the Shita of Rabbi Yehoshua. Again, there's a lot more here. Rashi also notes here, it's lav dafka all liquids, because Rashi and Tosfos both say that Trumas and Maisers are only by Dog and Tirish v'Yitzar on the Doraisa level. Right, only, right, orange juice and lemon juice, according to Rashi and Tosfos, are not chayiv and Trumas and Maisers Doraisa anyway. The Rambam says all fruit are Doraisa. So you have to figure out exactly just how to read this Gemara, according to each of these shitas. Right, Rashi notes that. Rashi says it in many places in Shas, including right here. When he says, don mina lav dafka ka'amar ta tzmarim v'tapuchim, Gufayu ain't shumasim in a Torah. Let me divrei sofrim. Right, so Rashi notes that in the last skinny line, first medium line, v'chulu. Okay, again, there's a lot more here about all of these mitzvahs, but we'll have to stop here by v'hadetzan. The next couple of days will be put up from the last cycle, and then we'll pick up in a couple of days from now.